Perhaps you read the New York Times story over the weekend about the self-described expert in police killings, William Lewinsky, who justifies every police killing on the ground that the policeman had no time to protect himself, no time to do anything but shoot. Victim's back turned? No time. Hand in pocket? No time. Victim doing what the officer told him to do? No time. All the evidence contradicts the statement of the officer? No time. On Lewinsky's logic, we should all not only carry weapons, we should shoot everyone on sight because we have no time to react, so we should all practice preemptive killing. Dead men can't shoot us. What we really should be doing is move to Iraq or Syria because that's a matter of course there. Shoot, shoot, shoot. And understanding that the police are taught by nut jobs like Lewinsky to shoot proactively, what we should really do is go out like armed vigilantes and attack the police systematically, kill them, so that they can no longer attack us. And in case you hadn't noticed, there have been groups that have targeted the police, and for just that reason. Lewinsky's approach is good only for the undertakers. I don't know what the undertakers give him, but they should chip in a lot because they will certainly benefit from a shoot-on-sight society. Of course, if you or I actually took that advice, we'd be charged with murder, but the rules don't apply to the police. We can't shoot unarmed people, but police can and get away with it. We can't shoot people in the back, but police can and get away with it. We can't tell a bunch of lies about what happened that are contradicted by the provable facts and get away with it, but police can and get away with it. Thanks to Lewinsky. Think what Lewinsky and others of his ilk would have to tell the police if, like most of us, they weren't armed. They'd have to tell the police to use their heads, not their guns. They'd have to tell the police to cool tempers instead of raising them. They'd have to tell the police that the best response to a disagreement isn't a hole in the head. They'd have to tell the police that a traffic stop isn't ground for ending someone's life. What a different world it would be if we learned to live together, if we learned that there is a difference between civilization and a jungle, if we learned that the default rule is respect for human beings, respect for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as the Declaration of Independence tried to tell the world. What a different world it would be if police in America acted like our servants, not our rulers, that they don't have a God-given right to issue commands, but that, like most of us, the magic word is please. It's time to imitate the British and take the guns out of the hands of the cops and leave to special rules those more unusual occasions when guns should be issued for specific jobs and reasons. The ordinary rule must be to use our heads instead of blowing away everyone in sight, leaving only death and destruction in the wake of the police.